Today is September the 25th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus Christ from the book of Matthew, and we affectionately call it Just Jesus. And so, my friends, before we read his precious words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are abounding in love. You are our boss. You're the cleanser and our defender. You are ever present and the final authority. You're the God of the generations and of high standards. You're immortal and just in time. So kind to us and so loving and merciful. You are never changing, and you're the overcomer, our promiser, and the quieter of our souls. You are radiant and the shield of life. You are our true witness and unchanging in all that you do. You are victorious and the way and the life and the truth. Lord, you are extraordinary, and you are Yahweh, the zenith above all things, our mighty God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. Help us to never forget that all that is good comes from you. Thank you, Lord, for this new day and this new week. Let us be a blessing today to those that are around us. We seek to do it your way and with your truth. And we ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And we are still in the Sermon on the Mount and are up to Matthew 7, verse 12, otherwise known as the Golden Rule. Now, what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? As Jesus continued with the Sermon on the Mount, he said, the Word of God, Matthew 7, verse 12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. The Word of God, Matthew 7, verse 12. Now we also play a small portion of a song for you each time on Around the Word in 180 Days, and then I will come back and read the lyrics to it. Today I have chosen Breathe by Johnny Diaz.
Alarm clock screaming, bare feet hit the floor. Hands off to the races, everybody out the door. I'm feeling like I'm falling behind. It's a crazy life. 90 miles an hour, going fast as I can. Trying to push a little harder, trying to get the upper hand. So much to do in so little time. It's a crazy life. It's ready, set, go. It's another wild day when the stress is on the rise. In my heart, I feel you say, just breathe, just breathe. Come and rest at my feet.
Clock screaming, bare feet hit the floor. It's off to the races, everybody out the door. I'm feeling like I'm falling behind. It's a crazy life. 90 miles an hour, going fast as I can, trying to push a little harder, trying to get the upper hand. So much to do in so little time. It's a crazy life. It's ready, set, go. It's another wild day. When the stress is on the rise in my heart, I feel you say, just breathe. Just breathe. Breathe, come and rest at my feet, and be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to just breathe. Third cup of Joe just to get me through the day. Want to make the most of time, but I feel it slip away. I wonder if there's something more to this crazy life. I'm busy, 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 and it's no surprise to me that I only have time for me, me, me. There's gotta be something more to this crazy life. I'm hanging on tight to another wild day. When it starts to fall apart in my heart, I hear you say, just breathe. Just breathe. come and rest at my feet and be, just be. Chaos calls, but all you really need is to take it in, fill your lungs, the peace of God that overcomes. Just breathe. Let your weary spirit rest. Lay down what's good and find what's best. Just breathe. Just breathe. Come and rest at my feet and be. Just be. Thank you, my dear friends, for joining us in the powerful reading of the red letter words of Jesus and songs about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. each day. Have you set your alarm? If you meant to and never did, now's the time. Go ahead and set it for 1:16 p.m. It's a random time seemingly, but we have totally based it on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And today, we are going to be praying for the student or students who consistently do not do his or her assignments. Let us pray for their success and inspiration to get on board. And if you don't remember that prompt when 1:16 rolls around, that is no problem. Just stop. Just breathe. And go ahead and pray. It's a silent prayer. It's very reverent, devout, and it is a prayer of unity. For you have brothers and sisters across the nation, across the time zones, who are praying with you. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. Now, the fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days this year is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We're in his series called Teacher Take Courage, and today he entitled his Courage in the Lion's Den. The scripture he chose is 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be men and women of courage, be strong, do everything in love. Sharla warily entered the low-income inner-city school in an impoverished section of the district where she was substitute teaching. The school desperately needed repairs, both inside and out. This elementary school definitely had experienced more prosperous times. The community in the school building were showing their age and lack of community pride and investment. Sharla had been asked to take a long-term substitute teaching position in a class with two emotionally disturbed children. After committing to the job, Sharla was informed of the severity of these children's disabilities. They were notorious for running off campus, fighting each other, hitting the staff, and even urinating in corners of the classroom. The two students in her class seemed to command and rule the entire school with their disruptive behaviors. The police were sometimes called to intervene. One of the students had injured the previous teacher, putting him on disability leave. Sharla believed and knew that nothing was impossible with God. She began to pray, interceding for the students and asking the Lord for strategies to reach and teach them. When Sharla first entered the classroom, there was little decoration. It was a bleak brown box that had little joy and certainly elicited and reflected no desire or enthusiasm for learning. Sharla examined the gradebook that had been left behind and noted the two students' low-grade scores for some subjects were in single digits. Prior to taking over the class, she discovered the students routinely did worksheets the entire day and little else. They were disconnected from the subject matter, themselves from their peers, staff members, and one another. The classroom paraprofessional assigned to assist Sharla in working with these students lived in fear of their actions, as they often turned violent. Upon entering and setting up the classroom, Sharla was reminded by the paraprofessional that she would not leave anything out in the classroom that could be used as a weapon, such as a paperweight. Sharla refused to take the items off her desk. She would not give in to fear. When Sharla learned of these students and the extent of their problems, she knew she was going to be in a spiritual battle and needed weapons. She asked the principal if she could handle the class her way, which included using the Bible as literature as a source for teaching character education. In desperation to get any staff member to stay and teach these two students, the principal responded that this would be fine. Every day, Sharla wrote a sentence from the Bible on the chalkboard, which illustrated a key character concept or life lesson she wanted them to learn. While the students worked on their age-appropriate academic lessons, Sharla often played inspiring background music selections, which included faith-based songs. The music seemed to soothe their ravaged spirits, and the Bible passages seemed to cleanse their minds and offer them hope and direction. Within 2 weeks of Sharla taking over the class, there were no more fights, no more police, and no more escapes. Both students' grades shot up. That spring, for the first time since entering elementary school, both students passed the state-mandated test with mastery scores above 95%. The children did not just change simply in their academic performance. Their attitudes and hearts changed as well. As they journaled, they wrote of their troubled home lives and of spending nights alone roaming the streets. The courage it took for these students to break out of their past and troubled home environments in order to begin to academically excel and experience hope was inspiring to Sharla, the principal, and her co-workers. These troubled young men began to see the life they had been living was not the best God had for them. They began to see there was hope through education, combined with good choices based on character and faith. In order to ever learn to love, these students had to be unconditionally loved themselves. Sharla was the instrument God used to do that. The foundation of Sharla's approach to dealing with these students was to lovingly set limits and boundaries, maintain high expectations for academics and behavior, and provide an environment that regularly fed their hearts as well as their minds. They needed someone with courage who would encourage them, not to judge and condemn them. Sharla was that person. Are you being that person for your students this year? The prayer. Lord, reach out through us to change the hearts, minds, attitudes, and behaviors of all those we serve. And that was our daily devotional written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's comes from Helen Keller. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the amazing words of Jesus the Christ. It came from Matthew 7, verse 12. So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Oh, dear Father, thank you, Lord, for these amazing words of Jesus. What would we have ever done without him? He is a time changer, and he has rocked the whole world, Lord. Thank you for the golden rule. For, Lord, help us to apply it to the students we teach today, to the students we interact with. Help us to apply it to our colleagues and to our superiors and to all those that we touch. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, and we know that you are the source of all good. And we look forward to being your good ambassadors today. We thank you for all of this. In the perfect name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.